I hate to see people get taken advantage of. I hate to see people get ripped off. It's just, it aggravates me. And so when you see these scams being reported, especially the people that prey on the elderly, hey, we'll repair your roof. You just got to, you know, you got to pay for it in advance in cash. And we'll be back sometime in a couple weeks to take care of that problem that doesn't even exist. That really hacks me off. So in doing a lot of reading, I came across an article from ABC News that is highlighting new and improved internet scams for us to be looking out for. And some of them come out of left field. You have to really pay attention to them.
The problem with all of these scams is that you can send out thousands or millions of emails, and all you need is one or two suckers.
Yep. It's a matter of numbers. Yeah, it's just a matter of numbers. I mean, anybody who's done sales knows you call on 100 people, 10 of them will actually say they'll listen to what you have to say. One of them will buy.
Right. So the numbers are just higher. It's in the millions or whatever, but you know, sending out a million emails is easy these days.
Scammers have gotten really creative and going after our smartphones and our cell phones lately. They have gone so far as to make fake applications that look like banking apps. They are designed for you to enter your account information, and then, poof, there goes your money. There's also a way to hack into legitimate applications and steal the info they collect about your location along with your contact
almost
data.
Makes you want to live off the grid, doesn't it?
Maybe.
No, the phishing scams where they set up a fake website that looks like your bank's, download this app from here, enter this password here.
Yeah.
A lot of people can design very authentic-looking websites.
The other day I was having a little bit of problem with one of my computers, and I contacted the help desk. And they said, yes, we can fix this very, very quickly. Would you like us to access your machine, remote access? And while I was talking to them, we fired up the program, and sure enough, help desk worker in some foreign land a half away around the world was actually in my computer fixing the problem. Now, that can be a problem. That's called remote access. Some scammers pose as like Microsoft or other company workers sending you an email saying that your computer has a virus and all you have to do is let them have remote access and they'll fix it for you. Danger.
Yes.
Never, ever give somebody remote access to your machine unless you have instigated the call and not as a response to one of these emails. Just don't do it. Sometimes we'll get emails trying to alert you to some problem with your checking account, your tax return, something of that nature, credit cards. These scammers know that most people will just want to get it over with so they can get on with their easy life, and they'll hand over all kinds of information. Don't do it. Nobody, no company worth their salt will send you an email and say, oh, it looks like there's a problem with your bank account. You need to send us your new password. No, that doesn't happen. Also, deals on prescription drugs may not be all that they cracked up to be. The best thing that can happen when you buy a knockoff version of a real drug, excuse me, and you end up risk getting sick or having some terrible side effect. But most people, you'll likely pay something for something you'll never, ever going to receive. I went on yesterday, and I'm trying to find our dog medication, like the heartworm and flea and tick stuff. Good grief, there's a lot of scams out there. It's like, oh, you know, buy 100 years worth. Oh, my
so
gosh.
You mean like the Canadian pharmacy email, which seems like it goes around all the time?
Sure.
I could be sending off my money or giving them my credit card for nothing?
Yes. Yeah, the chances are you're, like for Tom, when he orders the cut
rate
Viagra.
Pill, right.
When he orders the cut rate Viagra, really, dude, all you're getting is probably some kind of cheesy vitamin.
That's why it doesn't work.
Yeah, you're not. Dang. No, that's not why it doesn't work. And then here's something I had no idea that what it was called. It's called ransomware. This is one of the worst and scariest kinds of scams that's out there. If you click on the wrong link, you suddenly find yourself filled with child porn. And right after that, a message comes up from a law enforcement agency that is fake. They say that they've caught you and that you either have to pay a fine on the spot or be prosecuted. And there are a lot of people out there that are falling for this.
Wow.
Okay, well, what law enforcement agency says you could pay your fine right now?
Well, that's Bubba the state trooper in, like, Mississippi, right? He pulls you over?
It actually happened to me in Montana. I got pulled over for speeding, and the state trooper said that the fine was $20, and I could pay him, and he'd give me a receipt. I'm like,
Really?
Yeah, and I did.
Really?
I gave him $20, and he wrote me a receipt.
Did you ever get a ticket in the mail then down the road?
No.
There's a new one.
A little shady.
Another scam that's working on Twitter these days is I get all these requests to follow people on Twitter, and they follow me from, like, young women. And
For you, that's a complete scam.
Well, that's right. And I look at their profiles, and their profiles look legitimate, but they're not. If you click on them, you're going to get all kinds of spam to sell junk and whatever.
It's interesting that you bring that up because I've been following. There's a lot of controversy over Twitter getting ready to do their IPO.
Right.
The investors are having a real problem because they're asking Twitter, how many of these followers and people that you have involved are legitimate and how many are scams?
Right.
And that's an issue.
And they don't know.
And Twitter does not know. Yeah. And that may be an issue for their IPO.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. Mm-hmm. A quick look at the news.
The rest of the world is too scary. We need a quick look at the news.
Absolutely. Here we go. From the world of entertainment, sports, and Obama. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman just bought his second multi-million-dollar home in 3 months. Meanwhile, current Dallas quarterback Tony Romo recently moved into the doghouse. Jason Collins, remember him?
Yes, the NBA basketball player who came out and now can't find a job.
Jason Collins has joined a gay kickball league, or as it's otherwise known, a kickball league. President Obama says he would consider owning a sports team after leaving the White House. Judging by how the New York Giants are doing, I believe he's already started giving them some advice.
He'll buy the Redskins just to change the name.
There's a new blood alcohol app that can determine if you're too drunk to drive. Here's how it works. If you think you can determine your blood alcohol content by blowing into your phone, you are too drunk to drive. Two Americans were winners of this year's Nobel Prize for Medicine for research involving how molecules are delivered to cells. And thanks to Obamacare, their prize was redistributed to the two plastic surgeons in Florida who run a Botox clinic. Very nice. Thank you very much for that. The Starbucks pumpkin spice latte, as we mentioned yesterday, has no pumpkin in it whatsoever, which I find hard to believe. I mean, what are they going to say next? There's no chicken in the McNugget? Federal Reserve is releasing its new $100 bill that has been redesigned to be more modern. For example, the new $100 bill features Ben Franklin twerking.
That's a scary thought, actually.
Ben Franklin.
That's a very disturbing thought, actually.
He knew how to party.
Ben Franklin could twerk back in the day. He was a wild man. He was a ladies' man. He was a playa, if you will. Of all the founding fathers, he was the biggest playa of them all.
Hooters is now 30 years old. Hooters girls are celebrating the anniversary the same way they celebrate everything, by laughing at your lame jokes and pretending to be riveted by the fact that your bowling team came this close to winning a trophy.
That's why I don't like Hooters. I know that this girl would never be talking to me in real life.
Here's $20, honey. Keep it going. 26% of men say they like tramp stamps, but they claim it's only because it helps them learn how to read in Chinese. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, that's your quick look at the news. Please use all the information for good, not for evil.
If you're over 35, too, technology doesn't have you by the throat. Doesn't own you. And I like that. People my age look at technology like, yeah, I can't figure that out. Just turn the radio on or something. I don't believe in all those buttons, man. And let me tell you something. If you're under 25 and you use your cell phone a lot, I want you to do me a favor. For 2 hours a day, I want you to put your phone in your drawer. That way you remember how to hold a conversation. I cannot talk to someone under 25 without 2 minutes into the conversation, they pull that phone out and start hitting them buttons. It's like watching a chimp peel a peanut at the zoo. They're just, woo, 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 ah, 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 ah. They act like their phones, their personality, right? That's all they want to talk about is that phone. They love that phone, man. They want to tell you all about it. Look, check out my phone, bro. Check it out. Check it out. Oh, look at it. Look at it. Look at that. Look at all the applications. This one tells me the weather in 5 different places I'm never going to be. Look at that. That's awesome. You ever notice they never make any grown-up applications? It's just all to trick kids into blinking lights. Look, it's blinking. It swirls. That's magic. I want to make something for my age group. Make me a wife app. That way I can scream into that phone, I'll be home when I said I'll be home. And then you hit the button and she hears, honey, I'm a little delayed. I want you to know I was thinking about you. I love you. And I'll be home soon. Mwah.